Une collection begin aruchi. Welcome once more. And hope you had a lovely Federal Congress. Just for the headlines and the news and the news that no, I couldn't, unfortunately. but I saw the outcomes. I saw you on one kick, you were carrying some boxes. You were in electoral commission, no? I saw that. Yeah, so I was following. Yeah, just congratulating you on your successful federal conference. My colleagues, I think we're going to start with the process of our report. Maybe for me, it's this morning woke up with the news of Mama Mompati, one of the women that I really adore and admire. Mam Ruth Mompati passed away last night. Yeah, she's actually lovely. Yeah, many of us. She's one of the women I really, really look up to. I think somebody did one of the on the human settlement. Minister Ngubasisulu mentioned her. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. She's our stalwart. She played a very critical role during the negotiations. She was part of the women who were part of the transitional period that assisted South Africa. May her soul rest in peace. Let's move to the report. We speculated, I hope you can still remember. I had several drafts, so you can imagine. Every sent to me, I was sent to Ajira. I'm not sure which last what editions you guys I have, but what we have received, we have incorporated quite a substantive number of the issues that we read. I think from members, mainly, we did incorporate almost everything, including what Honor McKenzie incorporated, everything. On our machine, there were two things that specifically were not incorporated that I remember of. And maybe just to speak to that before you let go. There was one area, I can't even remember the part, where we speak about, I remember very well because it's in my head, where you highlighted that the department, the issue of the capacity by the department, but how you phrased it, I spoke to Sandy this time, phrased it properly, because it almost gave in case, but we sort of wanted to close that because we're hopeless about that. That's how I read it, and I said, let's rephrase it, so that part is rephrased. The second one is at the end, where already in the Democratic Alliance Reserve is positioned on the department. So I didn't put that because I still wanted to show you in the meeting. So those are the two things specifically I remember we did incorporate from the comments that were received from colleagues. I'm not sure if colleagues have other things that you want us to go page by page, but it has been circulated. I don't know if you want to flag things. Following, just to highlight to colleagues, following what was emailed yesterday as Mark's edited version, I still did some dramatic editing. I think I'm one of the people I do edit. I'm terrible when you give me a document. I never get to finish it. Yeah. But mainly it's dramatic. That's to say, the one thing that on the first, on page two, on what I have, which is the Portfolio Committee on Telecommunication and Postal Service, and in back it says the good. I deleted that committee thing because I just feel it's totally. But more everywhere else, I think it's just where I've picked up the spacing, I think on page four, where it's etc., just the talk afterwards. It's not major thing. And then the correct thing of New Hotel on page five. And then the spacing between sites, which at the top there. So it's, yeah, continue. So it's grammatical, because I don't have substantive adjustments to the document as you speak. I don't know if anyone could, and then I'll just give it to Ajira to do those. Then everywhere I changed .zna, because it wasn't written with a capital letter when it starts. I changed that just to put it like that. Yeah. Another question?
Has there been any feedback on what's been pulled by an infrastructure?
My apologies, colleagues. I think I really need to get myself well and focus. I received feedback from the minister. So I'm going to ask you to ensure that members get a copy of the letter. The minister wrote a letter that we must receive a report from the document signed by the DG explaining that broadband in Frapo will be part of the SOC rationalization and they will have a role to play on broadband rollout, but not specifically saying this is the amount. So I have not responded back to the minister based on the letter. It arrived when I was already going home. Now, I consulted with House Chairperson. And House Chairperson says, with this, because there's also an opportunity for amendment, we need to quantify based on the treasury to look at, remember, we are on a constrained budget. Is the treasury, because we need an opinion from treasury, are they convinced that BBI, because we might sit here and feel that they will survive and all those things. But in terms of the criteria as a schedule 2 and the issue of treasury avoiding to write guarantees, a lot of guarantees to entities, sort of like your bailout, to entities that are not really properly constructed. And the recommendation note at the back says that we urge the National Treasury to urgently respond to it. That's the advice from House Person. And further advise us to call a National Treasurer to the committee, specifically on the matter. That's what we have been advised.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm looking dubious. You know, in the DA, we're big on transparency. Is there anything you know that the committee doesn't know in terms of when you talk about state and company rationalization? Are we talking about, and I refer specifically to the Minister of Finance's state intention to sell off non-core assets, I think he called it non-core assets, in order to finance other spending priorities of government. Have you heard whether Broadband Invico is part of this program? Because, you know, reading between the lines, It seems to indicate such. So is there anything that you know that this committee should be aware of? I promise you I won't write a media release after this meeting. But it would certainly help to give us clarity and to ease our mind on this process. Thank you, Chairperson.
There is a consideration of looking at what is best in looking at duplication. There is a view currently that BBI is a duplication of what is being done by your users and others. Because remember, they don't even have a license currently. Another thing. That's what is a limitation. There is a view. But the issue is how do you address the shortcomings? Does it make sense to get it moving to a particular corner? Or does it make sense? So the issue is it, because one of the things that I engage with, as you are asked, do you see a sustainability in the future? Because that's what I was concerned about. But if you get a guarantee and then tomorrow, because it becomes a burden to the state. Because if the entity can't pay that loan that they take up, then the state must pay. Minister of Finance must go and find money, which most of us are a bit worried about currently with our deficit. Now, so that's the question that I've asked. They said to me they've created a case study that is before the department and the Minister of Finance to explain their situation. Based on that, there will be a discussion and a decision on that. I've seen too much of, and I've heard too much of it be sold to Telkom, which I have expressed reservations to share with the committee, precisely because Telkom has not separated its wholesale and its retail. Now you have an investment of government that will end up supporting and increasing value for private hands. It's not supposed to happen that way. So this is precisely part of the issues that one would flex. But I think the approach of saying, let's have a proper discussion, call them specifically an item PBI, call the minister, call finance, call BBI on a more detailed. Then they give us their issue of what we will be doing with INEZI. Because any other merger in government that is to happen, he as a president must give an opinion. Like right now, with the meeting that is coming up, the fifth document, Hajira will be circulating the case study, and because we must give an opinion on the merger of the those state-owned companies, including here with BBI, whatever is going to happen, the minister and the executive can't do without bringing it here. Because part of the process even in the executive is that before they submit, it's part of the cabinet memo, they must give the comments of the committee. So that gave me assurance that whatever that is going to happen, we have space through policies to be able to express our view. That's why the concern was mainly to say we can't fold our arms and say September is going to happen and therefore. But now the issue is that we need to, and I know Honorable Shin has written to me to say we need to, I'm very bad this week, I must acknowledge, he has written to me that we need to look at the revised program. And I've not even responded. I normally respond to emails quickly. That's why I'm acknowledging upfront, but I've not been myself lately. So the issue that's we've got to find a way of dealing with that in a very, very detailed manner. That in that meeting we get a direction. In the way that we let us do not help. Because the letter that comes in three, when I sent it to you, the letter that comes, I'll make sure to put today, members must get it. The letter that comes, I still have questions. That's what I'm saying for me. It helps to have a meeting. Because you are now in detail saying, here, here, here. So that's the proposal for the way forward. And deal with the issues even on how they're going to, if it remains, how they're going to deal with it. But I think we definitely need an early meeting to deal with this issue of sexual professionalization. You have to get it. Because it confuses. Because you don't have a situation whereby when you ask a question, sexual professionalization is thrown. So we are rationalizing that for your answer is not coming through. Which for me becomes a bit concerning for oversight. So I think that is what needs to be done for us as a colleague. I hope I've been able to sort of give. Okay. Any other comments, colleagues? On the report itself. Can I please persuade the colleagues from DA on the issue of the last one that I mentioned, that the Democratic Alliance reserves position on the department's budget allocation. Is it on the right? Maybe let's get clarity.
Yes, Chair, because the decision on supporting budget is taken by our caucus. Mm-hmm. And so therefore we reserve our position on the budget. Yeah.
You must have a new leader now. You must start decentralizing power. must have coffee with the new leader. Honorable Mackenzie, to say no. Yeah? Yes, so you must have power to decide.
No.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Comparing this report to the one we issued the first time we met as a committee last year, I think the improvement in the report is more than 100%. It's great. It was easy to read, and congratulations to Sandile and the committee staff and you, Chairperson, for producing the quality of this kind of report. But I do support what the Honourable says about Honourable Shin about a caucus decision, so we would reserve our position. Thank you, Chief.
No, Chair, I was feeling such a good motivation, you know, encouraging words you want to speak of reference.
Get a mover for the adoption of the report. Honorable Ndongeni, second. Honorable Sote. Thank you very much. We'll do the latest schematic and then include the reservation of the Democratic Alliance on the
Then the last item is our minutes. Again, my apologies. I didn't send me two copies. I don't know what I did with the last one. So I didn't approve the last one. So I'll get it approved. Next week I promise I'll be back on myself. This is the kind, I understand why doctors, when they say to you, I'm booked off for 2 weeks, what they mean. I'm not being operated on myself because I'm outside the time where I should be operating. I should be sleeping in bed. Let's go to corrections, page one, on the minutes of April 1st. The correction first is that Mr. E. Siwela. Yeah, anyway, the corrections there. Then page 2. Corrections on page 3. Corrections on page 4. Announcement.
Thank you, Chair. Under the issue 4, issues highlighted by the committee, the third point, the last name of the company, Fiber Core, should be Fiber Co. Down there is Fiber Core, a list of the companies, there's that paragraph.
Thank you. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Adoption of the minutes. Move on, Honourable McKenzie Moore, second one. Honourable Dominion, second. Thank you very much. Members, I think I need to take this opportunity just to thank you for...
Before you, Yoruba, I forgot to register the apology of Member Killian. She's attending higher education.
I have the apology of I have the apology of Honourable Killian and Honourable on the Minister and the Deputy Minister. My apologies, colleagues. Okay. Shall I move? Just to thank colleagues for really the work. I think, thank you very much for the comments, Honourable McKenzie, but mostly, I think it's because he's been working as a team and the contribution that members make when you're asked to comment, to assist. I can only be a good chairperson through your support. And this is one of the difficult processes, I mean, the budget process, without the committee working coherently and in the manner that we've been working, I wouldn't be able to say we've got a committee report to this level. It's the quality of the inputs that are given during a committee meeting that assist us to put together. I noticed that last year we were really rushing, we were trying to find our feet, and this is a true sign that we have found our feet. And thank you, colleagues from TA. I know I normally don't want to sing them. Parties in the committee because I want us to be members of the committee. But for your commitment, always, you know, supporting and being there, it's really appreciated. I really appreciate it from where I'm sitting and all members because other parties, I'm not so sure why they have abandoned the committee. I'm still trying to find out what happened to them. But it really helps to have a committee that is working like this. All individual members who are here. Their commitment and their support and dedication and preparations to each and every meeting, it helps because we are able to produce this quality report because of the inputs that we get during the process. I didn't have to go and manufacture anything. It's what members have brought to the committee that assisted for the report to be at this level and for the team, the staff. You know, we push them at times, sometimes they've been working, sending chair response, this. And thank you very much for the work that has been done, this first committee work. I think we're looking forward to a good budget for debate because of the work that has been done. I screened through other committees and I was trying to check, and I was quite happy when I was able to see the level of quality of the report that we have. I normally don't want to, I don't compete, but I always want to see that you do your best in what you have been given, and I think we've done our best. Producing this. I know last week you had to comment in between your conference and other members in between their flights have to look at the report, but we all managed to do that. You can send back your feedback and that's why we could have such a quick and short meeting. Thank you very much for meeting you, Sergeant members. Okay.
Why did you take me with you?
No, it's not.
I know my friend Luke.
At the back.
Let's go.
Go to the side.